WNST, Towson Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. This is going to be a great one. This is a guy who's like local, and I should have had him out at Nacho Mama's or Chaucer for a crab cake. But you know what? I know Lamar Jackson to think these agents do anything, but these guys are like really busy because I know them in the real world. This guy, if you run into him in the Wise Markets locally someplace because he lives here in Baltimore, he's been my friend for a long time. I don't bug him much, but dude, if you came out had a crab cake, I'd give you a Maryland Lottery scratch off ticket. We get you up a window nation at 866-90-NATION and our friends, and we would treat you with the respect that all agents in the National Football League should have this week. Because everybody wants to be Lamar Jackson's agent. Chad Wiesling is here. He has been a friend of mine for a couple of decades, representing a variety of different kinds of players. Would probably at some point have sold his soul to have a quarterback like Lamar Jackson and said, I'd love to represent that kind of guy. Has that kind of guy in Josh Jacobs out of Alabama, now a franchise tag player. We welcome him in from. Do you have a bat phone there? I'm assuming, like in your study, it's going to look like the butler in Batman, where there's a red phone that just rings off the hook on the agents during. I can't believe you made time for me during the tampering period. I'm really happy, Chad.
Yeah, no, thanks. Thank you for having me, Nestor. Do I have a bat phone? No, not really. Just my, I'm old school. I just have a basic one phone iPhone. So that's all that I have. And the good thing now, why I was able to fit this in, as I told you earlier, is that, having a player that's franchise tagged, I really don't have a lot going on. I have, that's that franchise tag. Once they tag you as the player, it gives everybody more time. So the deadline is now July 17th. So, that's, with the franchise tag, same with Lamar. I mean, obviously the Ravens have until July 17th to renegotiate a deal or someone else to pick him up, sign him. But so there's a little bit of time here. So I have two other guys. One was restricted, who got tendered this morning by the Patriots, and I had another free agent that just re-signed with his previous team to a one-year deal with the Arizona Cardinals. So I'm just on kind of cruise control right now. So thank you for having me.
Well, listen, man, I would love to have you for a crab cake and just literally sit and talk at length about this because I'm not beating you up at anything current or Lamar and who you represent. But let's just at base level talk about what you do and why it's important. And if my son were a young man that had the kind of talent that Lamar Jackson or any one of his ilk would have, why I need an agent and why if you had a son or a daughter, you'd say, I had Lee Steinberg on. He's like, I don't represent myself. You know what I mean? So I just want to put this into perspective for an educational, because everybody's an expert on agents this week, except you're really one of them. And I really want to hear what you do for young men and how fragile they are and this week and getting tendered and how important this is to them, their families, their future. This is bullshit on a transaction line to anybody out on a tweet. This is real life. This is real Jerry Maguire things that go on with these young men for you.
No, absolutely, 100%. So, yeah, I mean, you asked, what do agents do? I can speak for myself, but also, there's a lot of good agents in this business, and there's some bad ones, obviously. And you always hear about the bad stuff, but there's a lot of good ones as well. But we wear many hats, Nestor. It's basically when people ask me, hey, is it really like Jerry Maguire? I'll say, yeah, it is, minus the love story in my situation. But it is. It's very competitive. And you basically, I'm a full time, I say this all the time, I'm a full time babysitter, if that makes sense to the lay person. And that, as I said, I wear many hats, and that's anything from, counselor to, obviously contract advisor. That's our official term. I mean, we're called agents, but to the, with the NFLPA, the Players Association, our title is contract advisor. So we are to advise these guys, and some guys want to listen and some guys don't. And we can only lead the horse to water. And when they get to the water and they don't want to drink, then the easy thing for them to do is fire us. And they go to someone else that will, try to do the same thing. So it's a very competitive industry, very competitive business, Nestor. And it's anything from, like I said, you get them early on. We recruit them in college. Coming out of college, we do our homework, we have our connections. I've been, which is crazy, I've been in this business for 25 years.
I know you have. I mean, you know, I mean, we've gotten old together back. Literally, we've known each other forever. And yeah. I don't. And agents are behind the scene, and it's nice that you come on and you text Adam Schefter and say, my guy signed, whatever that is. But you try to lay low. I mean, even Rosenhaus, I mean, to some degree,
right?
You know, you're not the star of the operation, and you're so busy behind the scenes handling the affairs that it just, you know, you don't. And as you get older, you don't, it's just, it's a hard thing to do. It's a job. And I've told you this to your face and a million, I wouldn't have your job. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. God bless you, because I've tried to be in business with people like you and your football players. And I found it to be frighteningly impossible. I did a lot of radio shows here with players. It's just, it's a really difficult thing that you do. I have a lot of respect for agents, and even and I want everyone else to have more respect for one, because everybody's in alignment that Lamar should have one.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, like you know, we as agents, a lot of times, you know, we are behind the scenes. Some obviously want to be more in the spotlight than others. I'm the type of guy that, you know, as you said, I'll be at the local supermarkets or bars or whatever. You won't even know who I am or what I do, because that's the way I like it. You know, so my approach is, it's not about me, it's about my players. So that's my approach. That's, you know, I tell them the first time I meet with them and their family, like, hey guys, you're the boss. As weird and crazy as that may sound, I'm telling a 21, 22, 23 year old that, hey, you're the boss. I work for you. You know, so, you know, they kind of, you know, can call the shots, and you build that trust, you build that relationship. But you know, my whole dynamic is, I like to stay in the background. It's not about me. I work for them and their family, and once again, wearing many hats, it's, you know, can be from, you know, obviously contract advisor to, you know, father figure to brother to, you know, counselor to, you know, you name it, to travel, travel agent, you know, which that kind of drives me nuts sometimes. You know, it's just anything that, I'm asked to do, or I need to do, to make these guys, these young men's football career easier for them. You know, that's kind of what we do. So
why do they pick you? I mean, seriously, I mean, you know, you have a star running back. You're a guy from Baltimore, kid from Alabama. Why do they, when they pick an agent, what's the differentiator? Because, I mean, I've been to the Senior Bowl. I've been to these places. I mean, it's just, there are a lot of you and there are a lot of them, and they have a lot of choices.
Yeah, they do. They do. And it's, you know, comes down to, you know, building a relationship and earning and gaining that trust. That's what I truly believe in. And I'll tell everybody, you know, the first moment I meet them is that, hey, I'm not for everybody and everybody's not for me. So it's, you know, it's kind of, by doing this for a long time, going on 25 years, you know, I've gone through some riffraff. I've represented some guys I wish I didn't represent at the time, or looking back at it. And,
well, your phone rings in the middle of the night and you're like, oh my God. Like, I just, right.
I mean, Lester, I've had some shit, man. I've had guys where, you know, guys that have been,
you did what? What? Right. I mean,
You know, you're getting calls from, you know, state police. You're getting calls from, you know, you name it. I had a player, you know, several years ago that was actually killed. Jerry Brown. I don't know if you remember from the Cowboys. Remember his teammate crashed the car and killed him. Yeah. I mean, that was my guy. Jerry Brown was, I got that. I was in Baltimore. I wasn't living here at the time. I this is my home, but I've been, you know, several places, but I was in Baltimore. I remember, and I was staying downtown at the Sheraton actually. And, I got a call at probably 3 or 4 in the morning, and I picked it up and they were like, hey, this is Chad Weiss. I was like, yeah. And I was like, well, this is the, you know, Dallas, police department, you know, is your client, and, you know, is your client Jerry Brown? I was like, yeah. And so I'm thinking he got in trouble. I'm like, oh my goodness. You know, he got in trouble. I was like, no, he was killed. So, you know, there's some things that, you know, we've all, like I said, we've been in this business a long time. We probably have seen it or been a part of a lot of stuff. So, but you know, it's, why do they pick me, or why do they pick a specific agent? You know, I think it really comes down to, like I said, just earning that trust, building that relationship with the player and the families. That's why we recruit them whenever we can start recruiting them in college. And, like I said, everybody's different. There's players out there that, want to flash. They want, hey, what can you do for me? How much money can you give me? Or how much gifts and stuff and, stuff can, get me off the field. We're more worried about stuff off the field than what there are on the field. Then there's some players I have a good history with, hard-nosed football players and guys that love the game, guys that are good enough to play on Sundays, guys that, do it the right way. And I build that relationship and every once in a while I will get I've had a lot of players over the years and every once in a while you get, this is my second franchise player now. Remember I had Muhammad Wilkerson of the Jets. So who was a first round draft pick. One thing that I tell everybody during this whole process, they're like, oh shoot, there's a lot of agents and so on. I'm like, and guys have done big deals and I've done big deals. I've had guys drafted in every round, first rounders to seventh to undrafted free agents, but not everybody has done franchise tag deals because there's not a lot of them. So this is going to be my second one.
Well, you try to not get to that point to some degree, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. You hope, once again, you're kind of at the mercy of the team rather.
You're the mercy of the Players Association because they gave them the right to do this, right?
100%. Well, yeah, 100%. And that's what the teams use. That's what they'll tell you is like, hey, it's not us. This is a tool that's in the collective bargaining agreement, the CBA, that we're allowed to use.
It's just business, right? Yeah, I mean, Chad Weisling is here. He is a Baltimorean who is a legit NFL agent. He's done this a long, long time. I don't bug him much. Sometimes he brings his players by. Radio Row went before they threw me out. So I wasn't at the Super Bowl this year. And I'm sort of reaching out. And so on the Lamar thing and just taking – the franchise tag and the non-exclusive and what's predictive. I mean, you were telling your kid in Vegas, they're probably going to, everybody sort of knew what, yeah. And then there's not much you can do in the case of Lamar with an agent. You're like unprecedented. I've had this, I've had that. I've seen this. I don't know anybody seen this former MVP prime of his career team, seemingly not. And then the original sin of all of this, as you know better than anybody, it's owners against Players Association. It's suppressing salaries. It's taking the top guy and making his top not so high. And the Deshaun Watson outlier, and I know you'll hate that as an agent, outlier. Yeah. Wouldn't be a friggin' outlier if you were representing Lamar Jackson, I have a feeling, right? So give me what you see to your eyes and what you're willing to share with our audience in regard to a guy out there without an agent trying to do this week at the highest level who doesn't know what he's doing, hasn't done what he's done, kind of fell in with the union a little bit, but more than anything, and you're a Baltimore guy, 4 years ago before the plague when they're killing everybody and he's the MVP, it was big trust, big trust, big trust. It was Mark Ingram, big trust. It's amazing. The kid doesn't trust anyone, right? And your first thing is, you have to trust me. I'm your agent. Well, I don't trust anybody. Well, that's a problem. And I think that this is a trust issue. I don't think he trusts Eric DaCosta either. And he probably shouldn't. And you would tell him not to. So this is a wild thing to watch. And I guess if you're ever going to teach one of those courses that Andrew Brandt teaches up, this is a case course, right? As to what this is. We don't know where this is going.
Right. Right. No, absolutely. And I get asked this question a lot, especially over this past year and the past couple of weeks, obviously. And, when I represent a player, Nestor, it's, and even I'm doing that now with Josh Jacobs of the Raiders, I have my agent hat and then I'll try to put on my GM hat, try to understand why they're doing what they're doing and it makes sense of it. When people ask me about the Lamar situation, I'm like, hey, I don't fault the guy, as far as as you called it, the outlier, which teams are going to use, everyone's going to say, oh, that's the outlier. And it's easy for them to say, oh, it's just the Cleveland Browns. It's the Cleveland Browns. They had to do that. It's the Cleveland Browns. And they used to, if you remember, they used to say that about the Raiders back in the day with Al Davis. Oh, it's the Oakland Raiders. It's Al Davis. He's, that's the outlier. He overpays for players. Well, he had to for the most part because the organization wasn't good. And if you ever been to the Coliseum in Oakland, players weren't willing to go out there and play because it was so old and decrepit. So, they're going to use the Cleveland, the outlier thing, but it is what it is. It is what it is. Deshaun Watson got a fully guaranteed contract. It's what players have been fighting for for years. The unions had been fighting for it, you know, to some extent, but you know,
it's well, just you want that as an agent, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, no, absolutely. And I'm a former player too, Nestor. I mean, you know, remember I played at University of Maryland and stuff, so. You know, and it's funny, I was in this morning up at, you know, 7:30 a.m. getting an MRI because I need a shoulder replacement, you know, so it's, you know, I'm getting surgeries now to fix my surgeries of 30 something years ago. But it's a rough game. My point is, it's a rough game. It's, you know, the old argument is, well, basketball is guaranteed, baseball is guaranteed, you know, professional sport leagues. And why isn't football? Well, you know, why isn't it? Is because, you know, the owners, as you said, stick together. And when it comes time to negotiate the, you know, a new CBA or an extension, you know, the union will try to push for it. We'll try to fight for the players because every player wants a fully guaranteed contract. But, you know, they're not going to get anywhere. They're not going to get anywhere with it. And you know, the players settle, the player association settle because they don't want to, you know, lose checks. They don't want to not play. And eventually, like I said, it's not nobody has ever given, you know, anyone of that magnitude deal, a $230 million fully guaranteed deal. Now, Kirk Cousins got one, you know, what was that, $84 million, I think, a three-year deal, $84, $85 million, which was really the first one that was fully guaranteed for a quarterback. But it wasn't, you know, $230 million that the Browns did. You know,
well, he franchised out for 2 years in order to do that too.
Oh yeah, yeah, he played the franchise game. That's like he was, you know, he was really also maybe one of the first guys to do that, where he, you know, he did it right. I mean, he stood fast and got played the franchise tag game and it worked in his favor. So he, you know, Kirk Cousins, who, you know, once again, good quarterback, Nestor. I'm not, you know, I won't talk crap about anybody, but, you know, he's not, I don't think he's a superstar by any means. And he's made a lot of money. He's made a lot of money doing, you know, taking the approach that he did, playing the franchise tag game and then getting a fully guaranteed contract, you know, of $84 million, 3 years with the Minnesota Vikings. So, you know, like I said, with Lamar, you know, I think that's where he's kind of headed. Whereas, hey, I'll just play the franchise tag game. You know,
it cost him $20 million last year already, right?
Right, yeah, yeah.
Probably going to cost him $10 to $15 million more this year.
Option. Now that was his fifth-year option. So you know, this is the non-exclusive, which a lot of people were surprised that I thought for sure the Ravens were going to do the exclusive, because you know it's like all a team has to do is come in, give him a great deal, and fully guarantee it if they want it. You know, if that's what he wants, someone can come fully guarantee it, and they just give up two first-round draft picks for him to the Ravens. So, you know, I would ask you, you know, if you have, you know, with all these subpar quarterbacks out there, and you have a dynamic player like Lamar Jackson, and, you know, an MVP, a former MVP, could be an MVP at any time, is he worth two first-round draft picks? Absolutely. I'll answer that for you. Absolutely.
Can he make nice with the Ravens and your experience with these young men? Because it certainly has felt like, and I have some evidence on my side that the team was unhappy with him this time last year when he's holding out of OTAs. I know that to be true then. And then I see all of the machinisms of everything that happened after the injury and the media, and he's going to come back, and they tell NFL Network he's coming back. You as an agent would have stepped in there and said, whoa, this is level two. Not, but you know, he didn't have, I shuddered for him when I saw what the team was doing to him to force him back onto the field when he's making a business decision. And then he doesn't show up on the sidelines in Cincinnati. If you were his agent, again, it doesn't look good for anybody. None of this has looked good for anybody. And now he's been given the lesser tag. Like, it feels like an invite to get rid of the kid and take a couple of picks because they didn't want to marry him.
Yeah, no, it's the way it looks. It's basically they're, you know, listen, I know Coach Harbaugh. I worked with him in Philadelphia a long time ago, briefly. And so, you know, I got a great relationship with Coach Harbs. And you know, I truly believe, you know, he loves, you know, Lamar and wants him there, and who wouldn't? But, you know, where the agent comes in is just kind of what you were, you know, referring to is all that, you know, the media jumps all, you know, which is crazy. It's obviously the world of football and sports and everything's different now than it was a long time ago. So with social media,
but you can control your message. You really can.
Exactly. That's what, you know, like I said, what I would do or what an agent would do is like, hey, we're going to take the heat for it. Like, you know, instead of the, you know, the player and everybody's reading the tweets and you know, the posts and everyone's making assumptions of why he didn't show up or why this, why that. And, you know, an agent is, you know, that's part of my job. A lot of it's damage control or getting out in front of it. And, you know, I can release a statement to the media or to the team. I can talk to the team like, hey, you know, everything's cool. He'll be there. You know, hey, first off, OTAs, you don't have to be there. It's not mandatory. Every team freaks out like they're pissed off because the player doesn't show up. They don't have to be there. That's in the CBA. Like I said, remember, the teams will use everything in the CBA to their advantage, but you know, also on the other side.
Well, when a player does, he has a black hat.
Yeah, that's like, oh my God, how can he miss OTAs? Well, he doesn't have to be there. You know, he doesn't, it's not required. You know, that's like with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers the last couple of years just like, I'm not showing up. Well, you know, he can because he knows the offense. He knows the.
But there is something that you would say to one of these young men, like, look, you're kicking him in the nuts if you don't show up at OTA, and then you want me to go back and get $200 million in the fall. You're pissing off the coach. You're pissing off teammates. You know, they're out there working. You're on Twitter being a jackwagon while they're working. Right. And, like, hey, dude, like, you know, cut that out.
Yeah,
or don't do that. And if they trust you, they'll listen to you.
Yeah, and it's an expectation as your quarterback and your leader, obviously, to be there. You know, to be the leader, be the guy in the locker room, be the guy in the team house. You know, so I get all that. Like,
do those we pay the most, we expect the most. Imagine that.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, I think it has to be tough for, you know, for the Ravens. I'm putting on my GM hat. It has to be tough for them to, you know, like even during the season, you're not getting much discussions going, you know, when your quarterback's out practicing, you know, and he's playing from, you know, he's got practice and, you know, every day from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Like, when are you going to have a chance to sit down and talk to him? When are you going to have a chance to, you know, sit down and have these discussions with him about, you know, an extension?
All you're worried about is beating the team in front of you once the thing starts. I mean, we all know that. That's a seven-day life cycle and how hard it is.
Right, right. Yeah. So, you know, like I said, that's where an agent, like, you know, an agent will, you know, be talking to the, you know, salary cap guy or the GM while, you know, Harbaugh and the coaching staff are preparing for the, you know, on the field for the team, the next opponent, and your quarterback, your players are out there playing, preparing for the next, you know, opponent. So that's, you know, that's where, like I said, the agent comes in where, you know, once again, hopefully gives you good advice of what to do, what not to do, you know, and let the agent do the, you know, kind of, you know, negotiate with the team, talk to the teams, see where it's at. And I'll communicate with the players. You know, like, I never hide anything from the players. I'm totally transparent. But it's, you know, you don't want to be a player. And it's, you know, it's human nature, Nestor, where players will, you know, it's easy to say, oh, I'm not worried about it. I'm just worried about the next game. But, you know, you got to be thinking, if you're up for a big deal or you're up for as a free agent or you're in your contract year, you know, you got to go. You're going out in there and you're playing. You're giving everything you got. But, you know, it's, heaven forbid, you get hurt. You know, heaven forbid something happens, and then all of a sudden, what you've been working for and dreaming about your whole life, you know, can you know, spiral out of control just because of an injury. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, and what my point with that is, you know, you try to, you know, the players, what I'm saying, like, oh, I'm not worried about it. I'm just worried about my next opponent. I'm just going to take care of business on the field. Well, yes, but, you know, I found over the years it's still human nature, and then the players are calling me that night. Hey, have you talked to him? Hey, have you talked to him? You know, what's going on? You know, it's like, okay, it's, I know that you're playing, taking care of business on the field, which you should, but you still, it's human nature. You want to know what's going on. Are you making any progress? What are they saying? You know, this, that, whatever.
My family's asking me.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Trust me. There's a lot of family in this business that are asking questions. So 100%.
Well, Chad Weisling's here. He represents National Football League players. He's like a real agent. He lives here in Baltimore. He's been my friend for a long, long time. So I would just say this to you. You've represented well over 100 clients in the National Football League. Some of them smarter than others. Some of them, you know, needed help in a lot of different ways. We can point all that out. Taking the mean or the average or even the smartest kid in the Weisling school and say, if that guy represented himself and he were the best quarterback in the sport and was out on his own, how in the hell would this work where Lamar's going to, at 4 o'clock on a Wednesday, like, does he pick up the phone and call the switchboard and ask for Mr. Big? How does Mr. Big get to him? This isn't a negotiation between him and a general manager. This is a negotiation between him and an owner. So, like, without a you and a team of you, because, I mean, this might give you the opportunity to kiss everybody's ass in your circle because you have assistants, lawyers, people. You have a team of people. It's not just Chad and Josh. It's a team. Like, you got no, nothing. Like, I don't know how this even happens, Chad. And I'm wondering, as a guy that spent your whole life doing this, that somebody would just say, now nah, cut out the middleman. I'll just go talk to Steve Ross myself. You know, like, all of this doesn't make sense to a media guy. I can't imagine it makes sense to people in your industry.
Yeah, it doesn't. Like I said, just to take some, a lot of, or, you know, shoot, all the heat, not just a little bit, all the heat off of him, you know, where he can just, you know, concentrate on playing football. It just doesn't. And a player of that magnitude, it just doesn't make, it makes you kind of, you know, it's a head scratcher of like, hey, it could be so much better for you and easier for you.
And more profitable. And more profitable.
Yeah, exactly.
More if he had hired you and the Ravens, like, literally, you would have had a deal for him. He'd have more money in the bank. He'd be sleeping well. He'd be on the beach, getting married, doing whatever he wanted to do, making babies, having fun, shoe deals. Like, he hasn't had any of that stuff. I mean, I think of what Robert Griffin and what Baker Mayfield and these guys that never, quite frankly, accomplish anything and still have loads of money from their Subway commercials or whatever it is. And they put money in the bank that Lamar has. He's already $20 million to the bad right now for having played last year.
Right.
Yeah. It's a sad story to me, but to your point, Dan Snyder gives him $240 million on Friday. He winds up really having game this if he wins, right?
Yeah. And it really comes down, you know, as I started to talk about, you know, I get asked this question a lot, especially in the last, you know, few months and several weeks. It's, you know, you're pressing so much on the fully guaranteed deal, which I understand what he's doing. Like, I understand. And trust me, as you mentioned earlier, the union's helping him now. You know, like, he's not out here by himself. I'm going to tell you, like, the Players Association, or, as you know, Dee Marie Smith suing the league for collusion. You know, all these teams think they collude every year. You know, whether they're talking to each other saying, you know, I don't have proof of this, but, you know, don't guarantee these deals. Like, don't.
I mean, I saw Bisciotti walking around the pool last year and was like fuming that he wasn't going to do it. I'm not going to be the guy. I'm not going to be the guy. I don't care who it is. It could be Cal Ripken and Babe Ruth and Vince Lombardi. I'm not doing it. You know, that's it.
Yeah. Because once you do it for one person, you know, everyone's got, like I said, it's a domino effect. So, you know, if Mr. Bisciotti does it for one player, then the next superstar is going to do it. And the next superstar is going to do it. And it's going to happen everywhere. So
I've been watching sports for 50 years. That's the way it works.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So it's all you dirty agents. It's all your fault.
Hey, it's not our fault on Lamar, because we don't have anything to do with it. So I don't understand. Like I said, I understand what he's trying to do, and he has every right to do that. I'm with him on that. I mean, like I said, he is, you know, we all know the story of Deshaun Watson, who, you know, is a good player, but he's not Lamar Jackson. He's not a former MVP. You know, Lamar's not getting in any trouble. You know, it's, you know, it makes all the sense in the world, you know, where it, and I just have read reports, Nestor, of how much money the Ravens have offered, and fully guaranteed being up like, what, like 130 or even more.
And Lamar's laughing about it on Twitter and tweeting out.
So where it comes, you know, once again, where it, you know, where putting my other hat on, my GM hat, is, you know, it's kind of like, hey, we're offering him a lot of money now. Life changing. I mean, $20 million is what he just made, is life changing. I mean, as soon as you get drafted higher, it's life changing. But, you know, when they're offering that type of money, you know, what is the threshold, or, you know, what is going to make you, you know, really sit down and consider it and think about it? And that, you know, and I deal with that with teams all the time, with players. It's like, you know, hey, you know, if you, you know, I will always talk to my players. I will be transparent. I will tell them every offer, every point of our negotiation, whether they like it, whether they want to hear it or not. And a lot of times they don't, and they get pissed off, and they're like, don't kill the messenger. Don't get pissed off at me. I'm telling you, you know, this is what they've offered or whatever. But at some point you're hoping the team can give you something, or you know, between negotiations, that you got to give me something to least we can think about. You know, at least we can sit down and have a conversation about it. You know, if you're just, you know, trying to get, you know, like I said, still a lot of money, but if you're trying to nickel and dime us, you know, it's not even worth the conversation. We're not even the same ballpark. You know, give us something that we got, you know. And once again, is $130 million guaranteed? Is that something to sit down and have a conversation over? I would think so.
You've never had one of those conversations. You'd love to have one.
I'd love to have one. Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
And you take 1%, I bet, of that.
Exactly.
Chad Wiesling is here. Well, I hope Lamar calls you or somebody like you at some point. And this, from a structural standpoint, for everybody in the industry, not just media schlubs or former media schlubs like me or guys like you, this is really uncharted. This is going to be an interesting couple of weeks for Lamar and for the organization, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And like I said, the fact, you know, it's already been out in the media and as far as, soon as the Ravens put the tag, the non-exclusive tag on him, wasn't it funny how right away, instantly, teams were, oh, we're out. We're not interested. We're not interested. You know, like how can you not be interested? If you're a team out there that needs a quarterback, like, it makes you think, like, how could you not be interested in Lamar Jackson? Like, that's where people are assuming that there's collusion. You know, they want it out there right away that we're not in the market. And I think, you know, like I said, the Ravens are taking a chance, and I think they did their homework, obviously, whether it's collusion or not. They did their homework to know that they, it's not, we're betting that no one's going to offer him, you know, a fully guaranteed deal or a deal that we can't match. We're, instead of paying him $45 million, you know, which would have been the exclusive tag number, and we only got to pay him 32.5, which is the non-exclusive quarterback number. And then you got to remember also, you know, that number, it's a one-year guaranteed deal. So that number hits your cap right away. So, you know, $45 million to hit your cap, that's a lot of money to be carrying on your cap for one player for 1 year. Now, when you do long-term deals, they, you know, they can prorate the signing bonus and stuff. And that's how that's why you see players always restructuring, or teams that are always restructuring their players, because they got to create cap space.
Well, that's another issue with Lamar, and you've just taken us down into a major agent rabbit hole, which is, oh, we're going to sign this kid, and then we need to restructure. Deshaun Watson restructured 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Who do we call? Oh, we call Lamar's mother. We call Lamar and bring him in and say, give money back. Oh my God. Like, right? I mean,
right.
So that,
well, they're not technically giving money back. What they're doing is they're just pushing the money down the road. So if the money, for example, if the money is, let's say, for basic math, if he's guaranteed $20 million for this year and that's hitting the cap, well, hey, we'll give you, we'll turn that, you know, $15 million into, pay you now as a signing bonus or roster bonus. Okay, so now we can, and say there's 4 year or four, you know, 3 years left on the deal. Well, we can prorate $5 million over each of the next 3 years. So now his cap, their cap numbers come down. So instead of $20 million, now it's down to, you know, like five. You know, they can kind of get it down to, you know, with whatever his base salary is, let's say $6 million.
But it takes cooperation in an agent to do that.
Oh yeah. It takes So it takes somebody.
Your phone rings when they want to do that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, they're basically just moving the money down the road, but they're giving the guy, the player, instant cash right now in form of a bonus so they can prorate it. So that's when you see the guys restructuring, you know, that's why they're doing it, to create cap space so the teams can go out and sign other players.
You're a wealth of information. I owe you a crab cake and an adult beverage at some point here. I'll even give you a Maryland lottery scratch-off ticket. We get together at some point up in Highlandtown or Canton or
Winner. Can you guarantee I'm going to win something?
You know, I mean, if the Ravens can't guarantee their MVP money, how am I going to guarantee you a winning lottery ticket,
Good
Chad?
Good point. Great point.
Chad Wiesling is here. He is a local super agent to the Stars and has a franchise player with the Las Vegas Raiders, who I hope is doing well. And, hey, you know, sit back, relax a little bit. Your guy's franchised. You get to watch all this other madness happening out there.
Yeah. No, absolutely. It's kind of what I've been doing.
Well, I would say congratulations because you introduced me to that young man at the Super Bowl 4 or 5 years ago. I had seen him play at Alabama, national championships with Nick Saban, all that stuff. And, you know, to have him franchise is a hell of a thing, right? I mean, it really speaks to what kind of player he's been.
Oh, yeah, 100%. You know, that's, like I said, the franchise tag is it's a tool that the teams can use. And, you know, either love it or you hate it, whoever, you know, players, they don't want to be tagged. It's a but, you know, it's also, if you can look at it, it's almost like an honor. Like, hey, shoot, you know, only the teams can only do it one player per team. And not a lot of guys get franchised. Not a lot of teams like always use their tag. So,
and you are up for a raise when they franchise you. I mean, it's,
yeah.
You know,
yeah, like, yeah, it doesn't mean the point is it just gives you more time. So that's why, as you said, you know, I don't necessarily have my feet kicked up, but I could. Because the deadline for even with Lamar, the deadline is July 17th. I think I mentioned that early on, July 17th. So it gives the team the luxury of, signing other players. So like right now, free agency will start tomorrow. But of course, the deals have been rolling in the past 2 days. And on the 17th, you know, that's the deadline. You know, so it gives us more time. The dust settles. The players are either cut or signed. The draft is, has taken place. Maybe there'll be a few more if they need money, a few more restructures. But then, you know, it gives us time to continue to talk and continue to do a long-term deal for that player. Now, a lot of times it does get done at the deadline, July-ish or whatever. But then there's some good players that it doesn't. And, you know, like Jesse Bates from the Bengals last year. He didn't get a deal done and played on his 1 year, you know, played on his tag number with the Bengals. And he just signed a big deal, with the Falcons, or agreed to a deal. It's not official yet, but, you know, agreed to a deal with the Falcons.
Allegedly.
So, exactly. So, you know, like I said, you know, what you hope on that is, you know, the player has, and once again, even I'm sure Lamar does. I hope he has a disability insurance policy. I'm sure he does, but, you know, these are the things like, you know, that an agent and their team, make sure are in place, because the last thing you wanted to be doing is playing that year on a franchise tag and go out and something catastrophic happen. And, you know, you just missed a lot, you know, you just lost, ability to make a lot more money.
We wondered out loud about Lloyds of London last year and Lamar Jackson and playing on $23 million. Chad, I know your time's short, man. I appreciate you tampering with us here at Baltimore Positive. Yeah. I know you only come on special occasions and we have big stories here, but I do hope we get a crab cake and talk more about the industry. And I think this whole situation has shed a light on, yeah, what do these agents do anyway, or whatever. So over crab cake and a beer, when things are a little more quiet, maybe we'll get together in the summer and do that, all right?
Yeah, we'd love to, absolutely.
Appreciate it. Chad Weasley joining us here. If you see him in Canton or Upper Fells Point, yep, that's him. He's Josh Jacobs' guy. And I tried this week to at least educate folks around here as to what's going on and what these real Jerry Maguire types do. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.